Meditation, embracing your little me's and their companions. Welcome to this guided meditation, embracing your little me and their companions. This is a tender and imaginative journey into early emotional landscapes, the inner home of your little me. Before we begin, find a quiet place that feels safe and welcoming. Indoors or outdoors, choose a space where your body feels held. You may wish to lie down or sit comfortably. Keep your journal nearby, along with any drawing materials, in case something arises and you wish to explore through image, color, or words. This practice unfolds best when you follow what naturally arises. Think of each step as an invitation. You may veer off the path I describe, and that's okay. Trust what your inner world wants to show you today. Let's begin. 1. Imagine standing outside the home where you lived when you were young, the first one you can remember. I'm standing beside you now, holding your hand, if that feels comfortable. Together, we look towards the house. I ask gently, how would it be to go towards this house together? There is no rush. I'm here to follow your pace, listening closely to whatever your heart wants to share. Two, you may feel hesitant to approach the house. You may walk boldly through the front door. Whatever you feel is welcome. This is a place where all parts of you are honored. As we begin to move closer, allow the felt sense of your early relationships to gently reveal themselves. Three, if we enter the house, I softly ask, who else is here? Take your time. You may feel the presence of no one. You may notice several people, or someone may greet you. As you tune in, begin to notice any sensations in your body. Let's pause and gently sense which person or situation is stirring those feelings. Some may have been comforting, others may feel absent or anxious, or even frightening. Whatever arises, I'm right here with you. Four, we may sense a particular relationship calling for more attention. Maybe your mother is in the kitchen with her back turned, or perhaps your sibling smiles at you in passing. Allow your body to guide you. Notice what stirs inside. This is a place to pause. We begin by comforting your little me. From here, we might ask a question to the other person present in the memory. Mom, what is hurting or scaring you that you stay turned away from me? Or, brother, what are you feeling when you smile at me like that? The response may come as a sensation, an image, or a quiet knowing. Sometimes there's no answer at all, and even that is meaningful. You've offered contact, and more may come when the time is right. Five, with gratitude for whatever unfolded, we slowly prepare to return. You and I may choose to rest somewhere else in the house or return outside. Let yourself take a few deeper breaths as you gently come back to the present moment. You may wish to journal or draw using your non-dominant hand to help little me share more deeply what they just experienced. Six, as this practice concludes, remember, you can return to this inner home again and again. Each visit offers new discoveries, perhaps a delight you once forgot, or a thread of healing still waiting to be received. This is a place where your inner relationships can evolve, soften, and find more safety over time. Thank you for staying present with whatever surfaced during this journey. May the connection you've touched here continue to unfold gently in the days ahead, revealing what is ready to be seen and held.